I've lived in Tottenham all my life and I'm standing here today on the Tottenham High Road where the trouble kicked off 2 weeks ago. In the fortnight since, the community has begun the cleanup while politicians have been trying to explain why it happened and what needs to be done to fix it.
Irresponsibility, selfishness, behaving as if your choices have no consequences.
It can only be solved by addressing the issues right across our society, from bonuses to benefits.
The government plans to focus its efforts on fixing broken families and helping communities to regain control. But how have the plans gone down with young people here in Tottenham? And what does my community make of the Prime Minister's plans for a social fight back?
I've seen families where it's just the mum running the house and they've done a good job. I think it depends on the person as a parent.
I don't think like they're really trying to engage with the young people to try and find out how they really feel. I don't think it's just broken families, because there's been like a millionaire's daughter got caught.
Please do not believe because I was raised up with a single mother that I've had a bad upbringing. I've had a very good family upbringing. I wasn't in the rats myself, but certain people that were in the rats, I can tell you myself, had a very good upbringing.
A mixed reception then from young people on the street. What about the response from some of the young people who are more politically active? Fumi Abari is the London representative for the UK Youth Parliament.
I think blaming it particularly on broken families is just a way of shifting the blame from the government's responsibility and the society's responsibility to a community level. And I think that in that way, they sort of, I don't know, brush the dirt off their shoulders and say they had no part in this, their hands are clean. You know, the same thing that keeps coming up is the cuts and the neglect to young people. Young people feel neglected. You know, if politicians are going to say that it's an issue of broken families, they need to be honest with you, they need to check themselves. If a family is broken, that's because the society has broken them, or because, you know, government plans, government decisions have broken them. So obviously the young people, they rely on resources in schools. They rely, if they're not in schools, then they rely on youth services. They rely on so many different opportunities and projects which are out there in the community to provide that sort of second family sort of relationship, to give them especially connections and all these different projects and youth-friendly organisations which have been around for a very long time have supported families like this and supported all young people. Now, when the government decides to make cuts and they decide to obviously prioritise what needs to stay and what needs to go, if all young people's services are going, young people are going to feel neglected. They're going to feel, you know, detached from society.
So Fumi has highlighted cuts being one of the factors that led to the violence that took place in Tottenham. But how much of a factor were they? We've come to the Burnigrat Arts Centre to talk to Seema Chandawani, the former deputy head of the Haringey Youth Service.
It can't just be a buzzword or a new initiative that's just going to hit our society and everyone can go back to worrying about Cheryl Cole's love life. This has got to be a long-term solution. I think there's a few issues going on here. So if we look at things like the Big Society, in terms of a concept, it's actually quite a nice concept. However, I think there's an undermining of bigger issues. So when you make cuts to public services that work directly with people, including departments like neighbourhood management, which was all about community cohesion and getting the neighbourhood to manage its own borough, and that's now been wiped out in a borough like Haringey through the cuts, I think it's contradictory to what you want to achieve. So I do think that there needs to be a rethink with having a big society agenda, a cuts agenda, and now fixing broken Britain. I don't think the problem is actually with young people. I think the problem is with listening.
I'm now going to walk down to the other end of Tottenham High Road to speak to another youth worker. Plus many of the shops that have been affected by the looting and the violence that took place 2 weeks ago. Some of them are still trying to rebuild themselves, whilst others have just given up. You can smell the burning. After 2 weeks, it's still strong in the air. The government sees part of the problem as to why all this mayhem took place was as a result of a lack of father figures. I'm now going to meet an individual who's seen by many young people in Haringey as a father figure. Berkeley Gardner has been a youth worker for the past 40 years and he's dedicated nearly all his life to helping young people.
You know, and there's also the young people, the parents need support, they do need support in terms of parenting. After school, for parents who are working, I think there are classes also for young people, young parents, in terms of what to identify if X amount of young person they feel are vulnerable, and they can then be aware in terms of young people coming home, their behaviour in terms of the language. We need to be just more a lot more aware, and I think that we can help and educate and do some kind of training classes for parents, young parents as well, because they're the young themselves.
This phrase, broken families, has been thrown around a lot. What do you think?